The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 12th day of October, 2020. Steve Elkins is laid up. He's in Florida, so he's getting ready to get one of those electric golf carts. I guess he kind of popped his knee, and that's on top of his hamstring injury, only it's on the other leg. So now he's completely bedresting. See, Florida does make you older. Yeah, go get that electric cart. You're going to need it. At any rate, not to be left out here. If it's a Monday and you're tuning in because you wanted to hear that guy down on a sandbar, well, he'll be back with us next Monday as scheduled, barring another injury. I don't know what else he could come up with here. I keep telling him that's what happens when you get old. Stuff starts breaking, and it doesn't heal as fast. At any rate. Aha. I hear the man. Roger Landry. Hello, Roger.
Hello. How are you?
Somebody asked me that same question, and that was Harley. Harley says, hey, John, how are you? I called him today to see if he could step in, and he's under deadline, and had little or no sleep in the last couple of nights. And I said, how am I? I said, well, I don't know. $27 trillion in debt. We still got the COVID-19 crap going on. We can't put anybody in the vacancy for the Supreme Court. We've got the communist out of control. And I listed about six other things. And I said, I guess we're okay. How are you? Did you, by any chance, watch any of the confirmation hearings on Amy Barrett?
No, that's usually something I get a chance to do after everybody else has already said goodnight, and I can slow down long enough to watch videos of what went on during the day, and that's when I would have watched that. And I, for some reason, knew you were going to ask me. No, this time of the day, I am going 1,000 miles an hour, and you know this very well, my friend, in a million directions, and I just haven't stepped over there yet.
Well,
but
wait.
Tell me something that I should be looking for.
Well, just if you thought the Kavanaugh thing was embarrassing, this meets or equals or exceeds the lunacy.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Look, you and I both know. We're looking at a party right now and a philosophy right now, okay, and an elitist caste right now that is willing to do anything, including cause open civil war. They're willing to do that rather than cede what they've been working on all the way through the Obama administration. Clinton was supposed to close the door,
yeah.
Seal the deal,
yeah.
Make sure everything was done. And it didn't happen.
Well, wasn't there an open Supreme Court under Barack Obama and he didn't fill it? Would that not suggest to the, at least the mildly curious out there, as it was Hillary Clinton that was supposed to step in. I mean, look, it was no secret back in 2016 that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on her last legs.
Agreed.
So we had this possibility.
Yep.
If Hillary Clinton was in there, she could have appointed two justices.
And put the same situational awareness on the Republicans that the Republicans are putting on the Democrats. Not only are the Democrats in, and I'll give you a piece of why after this, not only are they really, really losing out in the popularity aspect of things, but if you put another conservative judge on there and just stop to consider what that actually means for the first time in how long conservative or independent ideas actually even have a chance to be heard or to be discussed logically. But I'm saying, okay, the huge difference between these two candidates is becoming so stark that it's actually, they're making cartoons about it at this point. Let me give you a for instance. Mr. Biden, okay, ex-VP Biden, had a car parade that consisted of, they say, 15 cars. I think I counted 21. This is in Florida. Trump, they threw a car parade for Trump. All right, the police estimated that 30,000 vehicles were involved. Okay, hold on. I want to make this clear to you. 21 cars versus over 30,000. You tell me Mr. Biden has a snowball's chance in hell of winning if somebody doesn't cheat, and I will kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets.
Well, and Mr. Trump can be there to shoot somebody and not get arrested, too. Let's not forget that.
This is a blue state, supposedly. This is a guarantee.
Hey, look, in Arizona, Biden's got his bus. I guess he was with old Camilla. They were out in Arizona, and nobody showed up. The local TV station covered it, and they're doing a live shot, and there is literally, and I don't mean kind of, sort of.
The one where she steps aside, she says, so I can show you, but there's really nothing to see. It's actually quite boring.
Yes, that's the one. There was not one single person there. Nobody. So can we chalk some of this?
But the polls have him getting killed, remember?
Oh, yeah. No. I get it. What people don't seem to understand is that this thing was lined up. This thing was lined up after we had 12 years of the communist and Michael, his husband. Oh, by the way, somebody had sent me a picture. This was pre-her changeover. Oh, it's such a precious picture. There they both are, both obviously males when the time the picture was taken. And that's, of course, that predates her transformation into Michelle. Where's Joan Rivers when you need her, right?
You're one of the very few people that actually has the testicular fortitude to discuss that.
I wonder if he still has the testicular stuff. Where, yeah, you know what? I saw her dancing on Ellen. I saw her dancing on Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, an answer to that. Yeah, she still does have her plumbing. Embarrassing. You know, but you say this to the run-of-the-mill, I watch MSNBC or, heck, nowadays, they might even admit they watch Fox News, and they'll look at you and go, you trying to tell me that Michelle is really Michael and this guy was gay, the president of the United States? You mean the first black president of the United States was gay and his wife was a tranny? Yeah. You know, I all they have to do is give you Joan Rivers. It's had more surgical procedures than I think Frankenstein did in all the remakes. And here's the woman that was bold enough to make that public utterance that I thought everybody knew that Michelle was a he. I thought everybody knew that.
We were talking about this prior to his first election. And again, you and I both know, because we've discussed it probably over and over again, that what people are believing from us, yesterday they were calling us conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
And the day before they were thinking we were just plain nuts. So we have progressed almost to the point, and in some cases into the realm of credibility. Why? Because all of the things we said could happen if we didn't wake up are happening.
But you see, we were to be treated like the redheaded stepchild. We were to be ignored. We were to be made fun of. We were relegated to the hinterland because we're just a bunch of tinfoil hat, edge of the branch, dancing conspiracy theorists that we're not even worth paying attention to. But everything we've talked about has absolutely come true.
Everything we've talked about has come true. Sometimes it always it hasn't always been in the light that we shined on it. Sometimes it has come out in the realm of something that is sold so well to the American people that the American people do something we never, ever would have expected they would do. They give up every single freedom and right, and they cower until the government says they can come out, and you've heard me say this before, but only if you put your leash on, and that's your mask. The American people gave up every single liberty they have and took on a whatever you tell me, just make sure I don't die. Now, when you nail this all together with the fact, and we've said this over and over again, that maybe 10% of the deaths they are claiming are from COVID-19, are actually from COVID-19, and that the entire bar had been lowered so far, it's no longer a matter of what you died from. Now it's a matter of what you died with. And that carries every bit as much importance. And when statistics are compiled, that goes amongst the top statistics. Reasons for dying. Where have I got any of this wrong? What's happening to us?
Well, there's a latest study that's come out that people that admitted that they were wearing masks, these are the people that got the COVID-19 infections. Now, again, let's qualify this.
Yes.
We're talking infection versus actually testing positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's like coming up with a test kit for microbial activity in soil. I'm sure you would get that anywhere on the planet.
But, and the people wearing the masks and then getting sick anyway, what I have to do, just to explain all of this, is remove one word from that entire presentation. And that's the word, okay, wearing masks, period, are two words. If you stop to consider, especially amongst the elderly, these masks are made to be worn for an hour or two at the most during a surgical procedure. They're not meant to be worn for hours on end and for days. They're not meant to be when you come home or you get in the car, you take and you put it on the dashboard, and the next time you come out, you use the same mask over and over and over again. When your body inhales, it takes in things it needs. When it exhales, it gets rid of things it can't use or are toxic to the body. If these things accumulate on something that's right in front of your nose and your mouth and you continually breathe in and out over them over multiple days, you are inherently putting your body in a toxic situation that is not good.
Well, guess what else they discovered? That people that are wearing these masks are actually coming down with a bacterial form of lung infections.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And then do we get shipped off to the hospital and be tested positive with a test that really doesn't work, the PCR stuff, and then they're going to shove a ventilator in my lungs and then finish me off?
And when you're dead, it will be a COVID-19 death.
Well, hell, you know, that's my gift to the world, to check out of this mortal coil with combating COVID-19. I want to play you something. It's very short, 2 minutes. This is from The Spectator, Dr. David Nabarro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. David Nabarro, he's the WHO's special envoy on COVID-19. And who is also on this is Andrew Neil. Now, who's Andrew Neil? He is the Sunday Times, former editor of the Sunday Times and a BBC political presenter. I give you these two guys and listen to what they say. Yes. Have you seen this video?
I've got pieces of it, and I've had a lot of people send me messages.
Okay, well, here's 2 minutes possibly covering the stuff that you didn't get.
I love it. Thank you.
But we had Professor Sunetra Gupta from Oxford University on, and she was implying, and I'm interested in you because you have a global mandate, a global view, was that a problem we don't think about in lockdowns is that they're very nationalistic, that if we lock down our economy, then it hits our economy. But it also means we are not buying stuff, we're not trading with weaker economies, we are not just destroying our own jobs, we're destroying the jobs of all those that in the poorer parts of the world that export to us. That seemed to me to be a reasonable point.
Really important point by Professor Gupta. I want to say it again. We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of this virus. The only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted. But by and large, we'd rather not do it. Just look at what's happened to the tourism industry, for example, in the Caribbean or in the Pacific, because people aren't taking their holidays. Look what's happened to smallholder farmers all over the world because their markets have got dented. Look what's happening to poverty levels. It seems that we may well have a doubling of world poverty by next year. We may well have at least a doubling of child malnutrition because children are not getting meals at school and their parents in poor families are not able to afford it. This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it. Work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Donald Trump must have got to this guy.
Look, you're talking about an organization that is bought and paid for. You're talking about an organization that is so corrupt it's insane. You're talking about an organization that realizes, because of everything I just said, and you and I have used the name WHO in vain many times in the last couple of shows.
I never have. I call it exactly what it is, the World Whore Organization.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you stop to consider all of this, if you stop to consider their word means absolutely nothing, now all of a sudden they're saying there shouldn't be any lockdowns. You're looking at self-preservation.
Yep.
They're realizing that they are really, really not on the top of anybody's list anymore. And unless they can step up and show that they are benevolent beyond belief, as they should be, then their relevance is going to fall off a cliff.
Do you mean,
what you're looking at is damage control.
Well, and you know, in that, you could all probably also say that the hunted has now become aware that they are the hunted.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, this is so ghastly a scheme. Here we are 8 months later, finally get somebody that is an envoy to the World Health Organization, and then the World Health Organization coming out and going, you know, maybe lockdown's not a good thing. Well, you know what? We're still suffering the ravages of this.
Oh, but it's different in the good old U.S. today.
Oh, yeah. It's got a...
it on the other side.
Yeah, over here, it's got a Trump...
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump bad.
Yeah, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back with Roger Landry. Yeah, it's the Trump virus now. Why don't they just get over it and just call it that?
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
So down here in Texas, we're still not at full capacity. We've got the idiots in New York, not only the governor, Cuomo, but the idiot that's running New York City. Roger, he's going to lock everything down again. You know, when you get the Orthodox Jews in the middle of the street chanting and singing and dancing and wearing Trump signs, you pretty much missed your mark, don't you think?
Wow. Look, everything you're pointing out is absolute reality. If you take a look in the areas where, and again, we always talk about look on the map. Take a look at the areas where the most amount of destruction is being allowed, all right? And we know that this is, in fact, being sponsored. And we know that these people are, in fact, getting away with murder in some cases. That's an absolute fact. So what we're looking at is, again, a huge movement, which we have heard Schumer, we have heard Pelosi, and several others waddling Nadler to say in not exact words, but in so many words, that they must do anything they can to ensure that Trump does not get reelected.
Isn't that interference in an election, and isn't that a felony punishable by at least a trip to court?
It's even worse than that. If you stop to consider that they took a knee in Congress, everybody saw this, okay? These Dems took a knee to Black Lives Matter. If you stop to consider, they have not condemned, but all of the money coming in through Black Lives Matter is metered in one direction or another through an organization that does that. A big chunk of all of the money donated to Black Lives Matter goes into Democratic political races, with the biggest chunk of that going to the Biden race. If you stop to consider what we are looking at, we are looking at the intentional destruction of property, the intentional destruction of both government and private property. This is all being allowed. This is...
Well, you wait a minute. Let's point of clarification. You talking about Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or the terrorists operating as senators and Congress critters in our own government?
Okay. Would you like me to say yes, because it covers all of them?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about those who are supporting it. There's your politicians. We're talking about those who are sponsoring it, the likes of Soros, so on and so forth. We're talking about the ideology behind it, which is hardcore communist. We're talking about, again, this is choreographed. That is, by definition, please, anybody listening to this who doubts, go look up the meaning of these two words. First, sedition. And when you're done with that, this borders on, and in some cases, exceeds the bare minimum for treason charges. What we are looking at is an entire party that has decided it would be better to destroy America and put all of us in living hell rather than let Trump get reelected. Where am I exaggerating? Because if you think and you could possibly show me where I may be exaggerating, I will overwhelm you with proof to back up every word I just said.
Well, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And you can only prove it to people if the message is allowed to be heard by the people. And that is part of this operation. It's called Operation Shut Your Face Up, because you don't believe in socialism and communism, and we'll deplatform you, we'll ignore you, we'll call you names, we'll do anything we want to do. Have they actually thought of what is going to happen after this election? And if Joe Biden, and folks, I'll tell you how bad it is. This is how bad it is for the Democrats. And you're going to love this one, Roger. They're actually running campaign ads using John McCain's wife.
Yes.
And John McCain, of course, was great friends with Joe Biden. And there is Mrs. McCain out there stumping for Joe Biden.
Yep.
The madcap guy that they tried to run for president, and nobody is going to vote for this guy. And I'd be angry if I was Sarah Palin, because he pretty much put an end to her political career.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's radioactive now. Sarah Palin, she's going to be lucky if she can grow sheep in Alaska anymore.
Yeah.
But here we are, and John McCain was such a hero. Roger, yeah. Did you hear the piece that he did for the North Vietnamese, the audio that he was...
Yes.
Okay. Now, if that's not treason, I do not know what is.
No, it absolutely is. And again, he was one of those people we say were Republicans in name only. He was a rhino. But when we come back, let's talk about what politics actually is in America.
I can give you that one in a short clip. It's it's ignoring the Constitution so we can throw that political football around. We'll be back with Roger Landry, 3-minute break. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
America! Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back with Roger Landry. Roger, before the break, you said you wanted to bring something up. Please go ahead.
Well, it's just that we are so steeped in what I just really hate to keep beating people up with, this
Why?
Programmed ignorance. All right? And it has been for a very, very long time, separating us from reality. Most people haven't got a clue what politics actually is in Washington, D.C. They just haven't got a clue. What they're told is that your senators and that your congressmen go there and they fight for you and what's right for you and what you as their constituents put forward as your main concerns. The actual fact is nothing could be further from the truth. And again, as John put forth so well earlier, let's put it up front, okay? If, John, let me ask you a question, okay? And this will put all of this into context, and then I'll finish up. Tell me what kind of trust you have today in Congress, the Senate, or the government in general.
How much time can I use up just by raucous laughter?
I'm talking about a percentage, okay?
Percentage of the people I trust on the good old hill?
No, approval or disapproval.
Oh, disapproval.
Disapproval, zero, 100 is approval. total approval.
Oh,
so,
about 3.5?
Okay, about 3.5. Let me explain that none of what I just explained to you is what is actually happening, and people are starting to wake up to that. And what John just said is something that would actually be said today by a vast majority of we the people. When these people go to Washington, if they're only going there for one or two terms, if they had term limits, they would focus on everything that you wanted them to, because they have a limited time there, and when they get back, they will have to explain themselves for the rest of their lives within their communities. So they would actually work for you. But if they have the ability or no term limits to stay there forever, I need to explain something to you. Why the hell do you think people get elected or reelected for 47 years like Joe, Sleepy Joe? Why? Because he's actually that good? He isn't. We all know that. Listen to him even when he was young. He was the biggest liar on the planet. And people actually knew this. But there was a lot of money backing him, because when bills came up that affected the people that were backing him, guess how he would tend to vote? Not tend, but guess how he would vote. So the longer you are in place, the more you owe those who keep you in place, which means the less you can afford to those who actually put you there. What we look at today is a country that is in desperate need of good leadership. We can't even get, and I won't go into whether I like the idea or not, we can't even get some relief funds for people who desperately need it, because politics is so bad on the Hill, they're trying so hard to make a president look bad that you and I don't count. So try to convince me for 1 second that any congressman or any senator you have voted for lately, with very few exceptions, is doing anything for you or has done anything for you in the last 3.9 years that Trump has been in office.
They've been trying to do a lot to me, but none of it's legal or constitutional. Look, I want to give people now, since you didn't see the first day of confirmation hearings.
No, I didn't.
On Amy Comey Barrett.
Yeah.
This has been my bailiwick, and I have been repeating this now for 2 years. And Mike Lee was there for the confirmation thing. But a couple of days ago, and I posted this on our website, Senator Mike Lee tweeted, "We are not a democracy." And Twitter became the battleground for the Republic. The Republican senator from Utah ignited a debate after the vice presidential debate with tweets about his views on government and the Constitution. And I'm reading Salt Lake City, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee created an uproar on Twitter for his tweets during and after the Wednesday evening's vice presidential debate, particularly his declaration, "We're not a democracy." The senator, who was in isolation in Washington, D.C. after testing positive for the coronavirus, began the live tweets by welcoming the candidates to the most beautiful state in America and spoke about the Utahns' voracious Jell-O appetites. Mm. 2 minutes later, the tweets turned more serious. The word, and this is what he tweeted out, and it did cause a firestorm, but the comeback on this is priceless. "The word democracy," he says, "appears nowhere in the Constitution, perhaps because our form of government is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. To me, it matters. It should matter to anyone who worries about the excessive accumulation of power in the hands of the few." During the next 28 minutes, he sent out 5 more tweets that range from his musing on government powers to defending his maskless public appearance that is suspected to have led to Senator catching the coronavirus. Well, here's the tweets. He put out on October 7th, "We are not a democracy." And then after midnight, okay, that was 8:34 p.m. After midnight, Lee doubled down, writing, "Democracy isn't the objective. liberty, peace, and prosperity are. We want the human condition to flourish. Rank democracy can thwart that. The early Thursday morning tweet had around 29,000 retweets later in the afternoon, with many expressing opposition to the senator's view. This is the position that I wanted him to go in, defending their democracy versus the constitutionally limited republic that it seems no Democrats and half the Republicans are not aware that's our form of government. Stephen Schmidt, now he's the former senior presidential campaign advisor to Senator John McCain, who co-founded the Lincoln Project. He said this in a tweet. I'm going to read it exactly for you guys out here. Steve Schmidt, he did this on October 8th. He said the attainment of liberty, peace, and prosperity can only be achieved through democracy. This isn't an abstract academic argument that Senator Mike Lee is making. It is the authoritarian argument in a nutshell. Astonishing statement from a United States senator. What? This is how far we've gone in this country. We can't even recognize what form of government that we have. And Roger, I'm here to tell you this. I think they're going to be really surprised. When's the election? In 23, 24 days?
Yeah.
You know, forget the votes, the outstanding votes, and forget the fact that we might still be not calling the election because we're still waiting for the mail-in ballots that have been showing up in dumpsters and trash cans and road ditches and everything else. They're trying their level best. But I'm going to make a prediction that this is probably going to be the most lopsided. And they're preparing for this because, the Democrats, weren't just not good. They have been denying that President Trump was elected back in 2016. They've demonstrated what their thinking is. They have no regard for the Constitution and the Republic, which, by the way, what they did to Kavanaugh, I said this earlier, what they're getting ready to do to Barrett is almost as embarrassing, if not more. These people sitting there wouldn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper, and they give it that much credence. I don't know what they think they're going to do after November, but I want to go on. I'm tired of being the victim. I'm tired of being victimized. I want to politically go after these people, okay, which doesn't mean getting, some Antifa group that happens to be all white, manicured and directed by the FBI to put out the story that, they were going to kidnap the Michigan governor. This was a setup.
If you look at what is actually going on with the Democratic Party, what we are seeing is an implosion. It is literally imploding. And when you say, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen after the election, I can give you a real good idea, all right? We've already seen, like I said, a 15 to 21 car, rally for Biden, a 30,000. This is in the same geographical area, okay? A 30,000 car rally for Trump. Yet we are being told that Trump, is losing by anywhere from 10 to 14 points in each one of the critical battleground states. It's an absolute farce. It's an absolute lie. And everybody knows that. What's going to happen when this election passes by and the violence settles down a little bit is the country is going to step back and take a look at exactly what has been promoted by and stuffed in down our throats on a daily basis by liberals in this country to the point where it damn near destroyed the entire country. What you're going to see is it's going to be a cold day in hell before Americans will allow these people to have enough seats in government to control our lives again. And if they need a little help remembering that, people like you and I are going to be there to help.
How much longer must this circus continue? And, yeah, Roger, I keep thinking that there has got to be a bloodless, nonviolent action that can be taken against these people that are obviously treasonous to the form of government that they're now serving in. Their actions bespeak on behalf of, we want to destroy this country and rebuild it in our liking.
Yeah.
I want to go after these people after November, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what Donald Trump does with this one, because they've taken off the gloves. They have totally taken off the gloves. You know, I was watching these hearings, and I'm picking up bits of information. And
oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at this. Do you know that aside from Kavanaugh, and this is the one other justice that Trump nominated, and he got in, but look what they did with him, with that Ford woman getting up there with dirty windshield glasses and absolutely lying in public to the American people, supposedly having phony witnesses. This whole thing was orchestrated. Where's the penalty for lying? Where is the penalty for giving false testimony? Where is it?
Where is the penalty for not protecting hyper-classified documents on your public server? Where is, or your private server, which had, we know at least 50 hostile agents gained access to that server. Whereas what we're looking at right now, what Barr and his lieutenants have right now, is a game changer. We already know that a lot of Hillary's emails have been released, some of them showing beyond a shadow of a doubt exactly what started the Russian hoax, which, let's talk about a coup. Let's talk about treason. Let's talk about this was an organized mechanism for those in government to depose the head of the government. Anybody want to tell me where I've got that wrong? Because I don't. So when John, as you usually do with your brilliance, alludes to this type of a mechanism, I'm thus forced to explain it to you, because he hit the nail right on the head. When I said that earlier, I wasn't kidding. We are looking at those who not only are willing to destroy America economically and sociologically in order to keep Trump from winning again, but these people are also performing treasonous actions against the government. Not a joke.
It's not
an absolute fact.
It's not a joke. We're told that we have to follow the rules. We've got to wear our mask.
Yep.
We've got a safe distance. We've got to wash our hands. We got to pay our taxes. We can't complain and we can't demonstrate, because that would break the laws of nothing. And
Castro would be so proud of America today.
I'm surprised. You know, there'd be a better candidate than Joe Biden. Is dig that guy up and have him run for president of the United States.
At least he'd be right out front. He wouldn't be lying and telling everybody who's listening exactly what they want to hear. The only problem with him is he doesn't remember the fact that all of this stuff is recorded. There's electronics out there. Not like when he was a kid. They didn't have to send smoke signals anymore.
Well,
so
you know,
everything he does, there's a record.
You know, it's kind of strange. This Amy Blocher, or whatever her name is, this senator, she was at the hearings today, and what did she do? She got up there and went down the laundry list of the lies, the disproven. Oh, gosh, folks, I'm sitting there, and she's kind of a hyper person anyhow. But the more she sat there and lied, it was exponentially equal. The more she lied, the more she started shaking. And by the end of her statement, which all it was just a political statement, they had 10 minutes to bloviate about Donald Trump and how evil he was, she was literally vibrating in place. I was sitting there watching her. And I thought, you know what? That tells me something, that good old Amy's really going to enjoy going to jail, because it's really going to bother her. Because somewhere down in that deep, dank, dirty soul, is something of a little conscience going, Amy, watch it, Amy. They're going to come and get you.
Oh, God. And the thing of it is, destroying a good person's life, what does it do? It doesn't just destroy one person's life, especially just when this is on display to the entire country, to the world. It shows you that if you aspire to do something great, like become a part of the Supreme Court or whatever, that there will be those who will find anything you've ever done in your life, even if you've been sorry for it for the rest of your life, and they will use it to beat you to death if they possibly can. Welcome to politics in America today. It's not about what the people want. It's about what they want. And if you don't give it to them, your life is never going to be the same again.
Do you think that by and large, and I hate to paint all the Democrats out there that claim that they've voted Democrat in the past, do you think that the run-of-the-mill, any-town USA Democrat is looking at the Democrat Party right now and going, I can't be a part of this anymore? What are they doing?
Not only do I think that's what's happening, but at the same time, Americans are probably, I don't know, the most guilty at, I really don't want to look stupid. I really don't want people to think that everything I've been saying all of my life, this one time, I'm going to go totally against it. I will tell you, Trump, and this has already been predicted, not by me. I'm going by the research I've done and the predictions that have been made by those who have been right 97 out of 99 times when they pick a winner in an election. And what they're saying is that Trump is not only going to win, guaranteed 91 or almost 92% chance he's going to win, but they finish it off with this. He's going to win by a massive margin. What we are going to see is exactly what you and I were discussing 10 minutes ago. We are going to see the implosion of the Democratic Party.
But do you think that they themselves and the rhinos have done enough to put this country down that it's not recoverable?
It's recoverable, but again, every time you lose 90% of what you have, they'll give you back 90% of what you lost, which means every time this crap happens, we lose a little bit more. Will we ever get back to where we were? That depends on people like you and me. Will it get better if, and on your last show, I think I ended it up by saying, don't blame anybody else if we lose. Because right now it's we the people that mean more than anything else to this country. If you don't step up and say something, shut up. It's your fault. So what do I think? I think going forward, after this election, we're going to see a regrouping of political forces in this country. We're going to see the losers maybe even see them held out to dry, used as, I don't know, fodder to detract attention from the main parties. I think you may see a bunch of sacrificial lambs about the middle of 2021. They got to do something to recover from this, and it always seems to work to make some people really, really evil and throw them under the bus over and over again every time somebody's got a camera pointed at you.
What do we have to have Senator Mike Lee sponsor a bill declaring this country a constitutional republic and not a democracy? Because I've even caught Trump. He said republic. I am going by memory. He said republic more than he said democracy. But if you note, and you want to talk about the deliberate dumbing down of people's minds in this country, you keep repeating the phrase, repeat it day in, day out, month after month, year after year, as they have been doing. This is exactly what they wanted to obtain, is a democracy in this country. Because then it's a lot easier to violate people, tax the living crap out of them, because they've got a lot of fools out there that would vote for an idiot or vote in an election that's supposed to be represented by statesmen in the Constitutional Republic. They got a lot of people bamboozled, and it's all this emotional crap.
Well, let me ask you a question. Depending on whether how you answer this will be my last comment on the show today, or pretty close to it, because it'll be a bit involved. Do you know what the Act of 1871 is? Yeah. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, that was the centralization and the wet dream of the Federalists to centralize power in the United
Washington,
States.
D.C.
That's right.
Matter of fact, it's the day the United States became a corporation owned by foreign entities such as the elitists that we discuss.
Thank you very much.
So, this is an absolute fact. It's not a joke. The United States is a corporation. So when, and that's since 1871, when, but they won't tell you that, but when we talk about whether the United States is a democracy or it is a republic, it is actually neither. But they would prefer you to believe, after they had done this, that we were still a republic, because that behooved them, that worked for them. Now they wish you to believe that we are a democracy, because a democracy gives them much more control over the populace than a republic. Republic is there to protect every individual's rights. A democracy is there to say, if 51 out of 100 say this is the way we're going to do it, we don't give a damn about the other 49, that's the way we're going to do it, so that's what works. The fact is, if you dig right down to the truth, one of the first things we need to do when we take this country back and we put up term limits is we've got to null and void, retract, make go away the Act of 1871. Because until we do that, this government is not of, by, and for we the people.
Closing this out, I give you the original Article 13 prior to 1871. If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept or retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatsoever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office or of trust or profit under them or either of them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the original 13th Amendment of record in the Constitutional Republic that they changed also after 1871.
Another show.
Another show.
Thank you for letting me bring it up.
Well, Roger, thank you for coming up on such short notice, like 18 minutes before air.
This is what friends do.
Well, but I knew that you wouldn't be at a loss for words, and neither would I. All righty, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We must take America back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.